Hey, how are you?
Might have said when you were, I couldn't come back.
No. I was just looking at Paul Keyes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, I never watched television, but he asked me to see his first show this season.
Yeah, he's a solid kid. Well, as Hagar had told you, an author to me just that.
Life.
And the interstate. The public.
Sponsored.
Yeah.
Did you raise a...
Did you happen to raise a... McGovern did say that.
He knows that what McGovern said, he said isn't true.
When he says ceasefire, he means ceasefire to be the American and to be in the meeting. And then, not a ceasefire, it means no ceasefire for Laos, no ceasefire for Cambodia, no ceasefire for South Vietnam. It's got bombing the supply lines, and they won't fire on our troops.
Yeah.
It's our way of selling out.
I mean, of course.
And it's got to be by December 31st.
That's what he told them.
That's all he told them.
He told them he could do that for exchange.
December 31st deadline, but
we have left.
That is absolutely true. Yeah. We talk about one that we might not withdraw. That's true. Even if they hide about a metric discord was because they thought that they figured these principles would weaken. And any action living up to these principles, nor did I ever think they would. But it was a usual con game. It would have given us 6 months, would have given us a way of getting out.
Right.
Would have been confused, but now they figure that he's so weak anyway. That I see now, Mr. President, not a problem. To go to unilateral control management if you don't get money. They'll have a splash for a week, policy for trips and all of that. It's a shot, it's a one-night sensation.
Right. Just do the trick.
That's option one. Two is to break out the package and say, and then you know I was tempting to it. And for these reasons, and I'm for business, offer a very short estimate. They will demand a ceasefire of our forces while they withdraw. And Cambodia would go immediately. And in that infiltration, they put 90,000 tons into the pipeline last year to get 15,000 through. We'll be able to do next March. I'm just telling you, and the director, there I come. Third is, I'm just speaking for simplicity. Sitting in negotiations, you have to do this. Recognize the fact that we've come to the point of the administration, the domestic situation. That we have to see that these guys have nothing going for them in the territory. Our moral collapse. That's what's driving us crazy. If you had another third, we could do one more spring campaign. You could drive the third. But for the other possibility is to go to them and say, all right, you know, we did find our voice. Compromise, because it's a half-assed government of national concord. It's on the election. But all others must be determined. Legally. As an act of government that we don't have a test collapse next year. We read our forces there. We had a negotiated psychop to get our husband alone. I laid the speech. I don't want to be alarmist, but that could happen. It's still China. We could do it this year. What that next year? I know you dislike that idea. I have no interest in being affiliated with this thing. The Soviets would be this. We could tell the Soviets. And then he makes remarks about the conceivable interest. We would have to normalize relations with any state. But it ought to be the thesis that they're more than a suspicion. I have a proposal which and we can all go to that we have not competitive for having that. And out of this, it's a secret that this is a true story, they say. Almost anything with the Chinese, because that's where they have no influence for us, because the Chinese won't make any deals with us. One possibility, or we can just go to Paris and make that force offer. Or if we do it directly to them, their normal tendency is to string us along another 3 months of negotiation. Compared to clockwork, to find some way of precipitating negotiations before the end of the year. Tonight, I'm working on a memorandum that all the in many ways, going unilaterally is the most honorable way. Somebody has sent a check and a transcript of everything I said to them.
Well, they want you to go there. Thank you. 900. May work for them. True. This may be the case. And this is not why we are doing all the deals with the most. But let's think about it.
No, fine. Now, what I would do,
we don't have to decide.
On the 1st of November, today, I would have been after 2 months withdrawal coupled with the end of the combat operation. That's a big enough answer.
Fair enough. I wouldn't do that on
Howard. Don't you?
Why?
That would bring it on more pressure.
It's another.
When I went to the Chinese, I would announce the date of the visit at the time that I've been feeling it safe to this because if they announce it first, that really floored me was when I told him the president.